flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you want a Dakota scoop? Curtis, do you want a Dakota scoop?
Love a Dakota scoop.
Dakota is had a pretty good, reasonable Vrabel scoop.
Money
last
wise.
Week. Good morning, Dakota.
Hey, good morning. And this is way too early for me. But put out specifically that Glazier was not at that meeting that took place between Vrabel and Graf. I was the first to say that Elliot Wolf, even though it was with it, was going to be not in power. There's something going on here. If I'm able to get this information and not the local sports media that follow it, that means Vrabel's really cleaning house. He doesn't want any media of any cronies to get anything. Okay. And this is coming in a different direction.
So what is this scoop?
I love Vrabel.
What is this scoop, Dakota?
Robin Glazer, who we all know, has been part of the football operation since the beginning of last year, you know, formally. She is no longer now with the New England Patriots. That's done. She's out.
Wow. She don't even work there no more? Wow.
Okay.
That's it. NDAs are getting signed, and she's on her way out, and they gave her a bag of cash. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, we will see. Wait for confirmation from the New England Patriots on that.
I would keep an eye on her. No Celsius taken out of that fridge before she leaves Foxborough.
Well, that's interesting what Dakota talked about then, because that was the biggest question that we all had when Vrabel was coming in, took the job.
Yeah.
What's the relationship going to be like with Elliot Wolf? What kind of role, power, where is that kind of thing? So maybe it seems like, you know, Vrabel's the top of the mountain.
Okay.
And that's what we all want.
Well, I believe somebody on this station suggested last week that there was an issue last season where the head coach of the football team had not spoken to another individual for the last month or more of the season, and that individual was the aforementioned Robin Glazer. So doesn't surprise me. If things got to the point where they were not even talking to each other,
would that be somebody potentially that Teddy Bruschi was alluding to? I know we think it's others, but it could be encompassing someone in the front office.
Maybe when Teddy Bruschi said that, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, that there are people at the top who don't know football. Essentially, what Teddy Bruschi said. Yes.
So is all good news to me. I don't know Robin Glazer. I don't know anything about her. I just know that Mike Vrabel's a smart guy, and Yeah. It feels like, according to Schefter and others, that this is his show, and we can see how it will sink or swim, but it'll be Mike Vrabel's stamp on everything.
Okay, as Adam Schefter, Wiggy's guy, Schefty, continues to say, Mike Vrabel's the man,
yep,
and he's making all the decisions.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, Shime. Where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your Boston Bruins. Two-game win streak seemed pretty hot after the Rich Keefe scoop maybe lit a fire under their tuckuses. And Charlie Jacobs has come out and spoke. He talked about the season so far, the expectations, and why the management has done such a good job.
So I feel everyone's frustration, and I hear it too, but I also feel it because I'm, like our fan base, I am also a fan, and I support this team. I believe in our leadership. I know that's been called into question quite a bit recently. You know, I hope that, you know, we can build off the last two games that we played. We think that, like, our team, in my opinion, is yet to play its best game. I feel like we've got it in our system. We've got it in the room. And our hope is that we can find it. But I look back, you know, listen, if history is any indication of what we can anticipate, I mean, if you look at Don Sweeney's stewardship and Cam Neely's stewardship over, I don't know, let's call it since 2015, since Don took over, I mean, we've made the playoffs 8 of the 10 years. There's only one other team, and by the way, listen, I'm not going to measure success in making the Stanley Cup playoffs, okay? Let's be very clear about that. Our goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but you can't win the Stanley Cup if you don't make it to the playoffs.
Right.
And our team has done that for the past 8 years, and I hope we do it again this year for our 9th.
All right, Stanley Cup or bust.
Yeah.
You can't win the Cup if you don't make the playoffs.
Only one other team's been in the playoffs 8 of the last 10 years.
Okay, sounds like Charlie Jacobs is very happy with both Cam Neely as the president and Don Sweeney as the general manager. You know, we will see what happens.
Would you rather be the Bruins, which is close but never win, as opposed to what the Patriots have been recently in the Red Sox?
Yes.
Yeah, all day long.
Yep.
But yep. Doesn't it also feel like those rumors basically about the Jacobs that they're just happy to have a playoff series feel very accurate after a statement like that?
I mean, who wouldn't want to win, you know, any professional sport? Who doesn't want to win at all? I got to, you know, they were willing to, when Don Sweeney went for it a couple years ago, when they had the best record, regular season record ever in the NHL, they were willing to have Don Sweeney do that.
I'm not saying they don't want to win, but it feels like they are very satisfied with just being in the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
You win around here and there. For the most part, you always win around, but every once in a while you get bounced in the first round, but you got around. And like it seems to me like that's all he cares about.
All right, what's next?
Next, let's go to your Boston Celtics, who have struggled as of late. Eddie House, after the game last night, talked about some of the bad habits and the self-reflection that the Boston Celtics need to do.
I'm just trying to figure out this team right now. And it's not so much we all get hung up on the fact that we talk about the three-point shots and, you know, our field goals and everything else with that, like how we're scoring the basketball. But to me, it's a total opposite. It's the defense. You know, the defense over this last month has stunk. You know, we put together a quarter here, a quarter there, maybe a half here and a half there. But a complete game of playing championship caliber defense, I just haven't seen it. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's fatigue. I don't know if it's just the dog days of January and, you know, the end of December, whatever the case is. But
can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're coming off of winning a world championship. You're going to get every team's best shot. So you better come prepared. And for whatever reason, I don't know, I feel like, step slow. I'm not going to hit there's no panic button to hit, but there has to be some self-reflection from this team to look and say, hey, man, it's just not good enough. Especially what you're trying to do, because you're building habits right now. And the habits that are being built and that are happening aren't great habits.
Spot on.
Yep.
We talked about it with Mego yesterday. They don't, whether it's effort or whatever, they don't play defense. And when the threes aren't falling, then you're in trouble.
It does give me some hope, though, if you hear guys like Kristaps Porzingis not giving any excuses, just saying, you know, you're not playing with spirit. We heard Joe Mazzulla say after Friday's game that in the fourth, you know, they just, it's an effort situation. Mm-hmm. So if they all know that and they know how to turn it on, then you have to be hopeful that they can do that when it comes to games that actually matter.
Right. But I also think that it's just, you know, when you look at this team, they're under it's crazy. They were under a microscope before they won the chip. Then they win the chip. And now they're even under a greater microscope when it comes to it. Because if you really kind of look at the numbers, like when you
they have the best roster in the, they definitely have the best five.
Mm-hmm.
In the NBA,
right?
They it's not a microscope. It's like the expectation is that they should be repeating,
right?
With relative ease.
But where they are where they are right now defensively, they've given up less. They've given up less points per game this year than they did last year. Last year they gave up 109 per game. This year they've given up 108.
In that same post game segment, Scal comes on and Eddie House is going back and forth with him, and they're basically saying, you know, well, Joe Mazzulla may need to make some difficult decisions and play the guys that are actually giving it their all instead mm-hmm. of just their star players. And they both, and it's not an excuse, but they're saying that they're all healthy. It's almost like these guys play harder when they're like, oh, we're banged up, we've got to give it our all. But when they're all healthy, they're saying, oh, we're at full health, we're at full strength, we have the best, you know, mm-hmm. most talent on this team. So it's, you know, they're adjusting to
that. I learned my lesson a couple years ago with the Bruins when they had that great regular season. They had an unbelievable regular season, best regular season in NHL history. Then you get to the playoffs, and so I look at it like, all right, that's, you know, and when I say they're struggling, they'll win a game, they'll lose a game, but until they lose like four in a row and you're like, all right, there are really some issues, I'm not going to trip about this team.
All right, time for one more, Sean.
Yeah, there's another guy, I should say, that is happy with the Mike Vrabel signing by the New England Patriots as the next head coach. That would be former New England Patriot Vince Wilfork. Mm. Here is what he had to say about Mike Vrabel becoming the next head coach of the New England Patriots.
I'm glad Vrabel landed there because I do think he's a hell of a coach. I said, people could tell me and ask me about Mike Vrabel as a player, and I'll tell you what, he was a coach on the field. I mean, he sounded, he acted, he knew offensively, defensively on the field. So I know firsthand that he's going to come there with a mindset, and it's going to be respected, and he's going to win some football game. I'm just happy that the New England Patriots ended up with this guy.
Okay. All right.
I mean, Vince, it seems like everybody.
Big Vince is on board.
Right, but everybody. It seems like every former player that, you know, or people that know Mike Vrabel Or even the players that he coached in Tennessee have really nothing but great things to say about him as a coach.
All right. That's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports news with Courtney is next. Bad news from science when it comes to Shime and his pigs in a blanket. The pig part is a real issue. So we'll get to that coming up next.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.